Blog Talk Radio.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm doing good, doing great. Good to be alive. Best to be alive.
Now, which show is this, please?
How do you do that many shows? Showtime with Angela Butler.
I do many, yes, many shows. I'm sorry.
You don't
remember. Yeah, I have my
me.
Own show, too, believe me. I have my own show, too. A lot of people don't know that, yeah.
On Fox?
Yeah. Not only Fox, I have a CYC broadcast, Changing Your Community broadcast with Emmanuel Booz, and we're on Red State and America Family Association. Yeah.
Oh, that is great. How long have you had that show?
About 8 years. Yeah.
8 years? Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going into 8 years also. As of January 2nd, it'll be Show Talk with Angela Butler's 8 years. 8 years.
Isn't that good, Angela? That is great. That is so great. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
That is
and
amazing.
It would not, yes, ma'am, it would not have been possible without people like you and Dr. A.D. King, your father, Dr. Alfred
thank
King,
you.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., your grandfather, Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. None of that was impossible. And I'm thankful to people like you. And even though you're from a famous family and a famous lady who's been representative there in Georgia, and I know you reside in Atlanta, Georgia, I know there are countless other nameless faces in the civil rights movement that I don't know the names of, but I'm thankful to them too.
Well, we are thankful for you, Angela. You know, it's important to take these airways for Jesus. Satan has a title, Prince of the Power of the Air, but it's only a title now. After Jesus was crucified and the veil was rent between us and the face of God, then Jesus, of course, made the way possible for us as Christians to have God as our Father. And that means that God is our judge, is also our Father. And even though God is a spirit, God's not male or female. God is a spirit, but God manifests as Abba, Father. And so all of our ancestry, all of those who have ancestors, men and women, who serve the living God and accepted Jesus as Christ as Lord and Savior, then that puts us in a unique place where, as you do your radio broadcast, you are taking the airways for Jesus, and that's a wonderful and beautiful thing that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. I try to. I try not to be hypocritical or judgmental. I try to give a voice to people and bring up topics such as the murders here in the United States of America, the overpopulation of the prison system, not just for Black Americans, but here in the United States of America, highest prison population in the free world.
Yes, we do.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's unfortunate. And you know, maybe you've already talked your talk to your listeners about how that came to be, because when the prisons were privatized in the effort being in the 1990s and early turn of our century now, then people in the privatization of these prisons, they needed people in prison. So they changed laws that would put more people in prison, even for federal offenses. And unfortunately, a lot of those laws impacted disproportionately the African-American community, just like abortion has done. So a lot of especially African-Americans ended up in jail or aborted or on drugs disproportionately and all of that. So now we're having to pray and ask for God to forgive us and see some of this these practices reversed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am, in the name of Jesus Christ. Understand what you are saying. So I understand that the prisons were privatized for greed, but I still believe that it was that it's hatred. Not just it's Satan, of course, the devil, but it's also hatred. Because men and women, human beings, have free will. They can choose to live for the Lord and obey Him, or they can choose to serve the devil. That's what I believe.
And that's it.
Yes, ma'am.
With us being one blood, Acts 17:26, we're not even separate races. We can be every nation, every tribe, every tongue, but we are one race.
Yes,
and Acts 17:26 says one blood. So that means no matter what our skin color, we can have different skin colors, but one blood, one color blood is red. And that's the color that we as humans identify with. And then the blood of Jesus, which is the strongest and purest blood that doesn't have any sin at all. That means the blood of Jesus never died. When it fell to the earth in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he sweated his great drops of blood, and then on the cross at Calvary, when that DNA fell into the earth, it had has a rejuvenating effect, which is why we could still today have this beautiful hope of eternal life. And that's something else that people probably need to hear more about.
Yes, ma'am, about Jesus Christ, about God. Yes, ma'am. So you are also a minister.
I'm an evangelist. Evangelist Alveda King. Yes, I am.
Evangelist Alveda King. Yes, ma'am. Thank God.
God has blessed me with that.
Saved and sanctified and spreading the word of God. So, Dr. Alveda King, what are your thoughts? I've seen some of your Fox News commentaries, and I was listening to what you said about what happened with the killings that happened recently with the people who were murdered by the white nationalists, the lady that was. What are your thoughts on that, the white nationalists? I know they're human beings, too. But there's a lady that's there, and I'd like to say this also before you answer, Dr. King. We're all children of God, but there's still people that are dead in the United States for white nationalists, KKK, white supremacy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what has happened with that, and you remember now I'm 67 years old, and I lived in a house that was bombed by a white supremacist, and we were all in the house, and God saved our lives because half of the house was totally and utterly destroyed. And facing the white supremacists in the 1950s and 60s, I had to come up against a lot of hatred. Of course, my uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was killed by hatred, and then my daddy, the next year, Reverend A.D. King, was killed by hatred with the Jim Crow, segregation, slavery, white supremacists, with the misunderstanding of people that they were separate races and that their race is superior, because since there's only one race, of course, no race is superior because there's only one human race. In the Bible, there were other races, races of giants, and so you had the Cyclops and the various different creatures there. But today, the dominant human race of the one blood that is redeemed when it's accepted by the blood of Jesus Christ that is who we are now. White supremacists, because their skin is a little more pale. Nobody has white skin like a piece of paper unless they're actually dying or dead, and all of their blood has been drained out by a vampire or something. Somebody took them out. Nobody's skin is straight black without the blues and the magentas and the purple, beautiful colors that's in that really rich, dark, ebony hued skin. And so people have black skin, fair skin, brown skin, yellow skin, red skin, but our blood is what unites us. So as far as white supremacy is wrong. I have been a victim, a personal victim, not something I heard about, not something my parents or grandparents told me about, but I have been a victim of it. So I do know that white supremacy is wrong. It's built on error. Is built on the sin of racism. Racism is a sin. If anybody thinks that they are a different race, then that's a sin. It's an error. You are one human race. You are every nation, every tribe, every tongue. Now, God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. We are created by God. We are born into sin. And that's why we have all these sicknesses and diseases and thoughts that are contrary to the word of God. But when you accept Jesus as your Savior, then you get the manifestation as God, as Father, or as Abba. And Jesus can begin to change your heart, and the Holy Spirit can begin to teach you all truths. Once we begin to get these truths, then that's when I see a white supremacist or somebody from Black Lives Matter, because what people don't know about Black Lives Matter, many of them throw firebombs, cuss people out, incite riots as well. So you've got the far left, you've got the far right, and they're just hate, full of hate and fear. And whatever we are, we'll beget more of what that is. So if we're fearful, tearful, hateful, we will stir up more fear and tear and hate. If we're full of the love of God, we'll release that love of God, and that will begin to transform the hearts of people around us. So we have to decide which report we're going to believe. Are we going to believe God's report or reports of the flesh and of the devil and of the world? So I believe that white supremacy is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. As someone who was bombed by the Ku Klux Klan, I can tell you firsthand white supremacy is wrong.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. It's a sin. I do agree, and it is wrong. Your father, A.D. King, who later became pastor at Mount Vernon First Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, and if I mispronounce this, please let me know. He is not quite as well known as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but he did a whole lot, your father did, Dr. Alfred King, or Mr. A.D. King. He did a whole
Reverend
lot for nonviolence.
Reverend A.D. King.
Yes, ma'am, Reverend A.D. King.
Well, if you think about it, he was like, okay, you had Moses, who's well-known, and then Aaron, his brother, and then Miriam, their sister, and that was the same thing. Martin was the most famous, and Alfred, the brother, and Christine, the sister, were lesser known. And if you had President John Kennedy and his brother Bobby Kennedy, you will first know much more about President John Kennedy and his brother Bobby. They were both killed in the 60s, okay? So sometimes you'll have brothers. You had James
Hello?
And John in the Bible, the Sons of Thunder. So Martin was the most famous, and A.D. was his support. There was no jealousy between them. They loved each other very, very dearly. And Daddy was killed and thrown in a swimming pool in
1969. Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
Yeah, it was rough. White supremacists, all of that evil. So we can't fight each other on skin color or hate white people. My daddy told me before he died that white people didn't even kill my uncle. The devil did. So with this understanding.
Strength of God. in the mercy of God. I gave him understanding.
Let me pray for you. Angela, I'm going to have to leave because I only had 10
yes,
minutes
ma'am.
For you, and we've gone a
okay.
little past it. But, Father, thank
I'm sorry
you for
about
my
that.
Sister. Thank you for my sister. Bless her audience, and continue to strengthen her as you give her these airwaves to proclaim truth. In Jesus' name. And for those who are listening, I have a book at AmericaReturnToGod.com. That's the name of the book, America Return to God. I have King Truth that's coming out this year, King Rules, Who We Are in Christ Jesus. You can maybe just Google books by Alveda King and find me. I'm at CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com. That's my work at Priest. I keep sneezing. I don't know. CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com. That's at Priest for Life. Please excuse me. And I'm the founder of Alveda King Ministries. So I reach out, and I do have music at on iTunes and CD Baby. But Angela, I commend you for your beautiful work. Keep proclaiming truth on these airwaves or communication highways. In Jesus' name.
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry about
this. I just want to say one more thing. That's all right. Just one second. Last year, we were in Panama City, Florida, me and my mother, to hear you speak. And we also showed up at the church the next morning because it was on
Isn't
the
that
program.
Something? Isn't that
yes,
something?
Yes, ma'am. Miss Lindsay.
Oh, God.
She
are you all okay from the storm?
Tickets.
Did you do okay from the storm?
We did okay because I'm closer to Alabama. I'm about 30 minutes from Dothan, Alabama. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I did. We did okay. I had some damage outside, but not a whole lot. I'm grateful that God brought us all through it in this area. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I am in Florida.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right, you've been listening to Dr. Alveda King. She is the daughter of Reverend A.D. King, a Reverend Alfred King. She refers to him on previous shows as Reverend A.D., who is her father. He was not as famous as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but as you heard her say, they were very close, which is not surprising. They supported each other and loved each other. And that's great. It has to be somebody, as Bishop T.D. Jakes said, behind a confidant. And that was, I believe it was, in my point of view, Reverend A.D. King. As you heard her say, unfortunately, he was killed and thrown in a pool. He was murdered, like his sibling, his brother, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and you heard the things that she went through. But those of you what she did not say is that she is against abortion, of course. I was fortunate to hear her speak last year when she was in Panama City, Florida, and I felt blessed. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good morning.